are listening to an extra shot episode on the Project Zion podcast, a shorter episode that lets you get your Project Zion fix in between our full-length episodes. It might be shorter time-wise, but hopefully not in content. So regardless of the temperature at which you prefer your caffeine, sit back and enjoy this extra shot.
Welcome to Coffee Connect. My name is Linda Booth. I served as a Community of Christ apostle for nearly 23 years, and during that time, I collected and continue to collect and share stories of how God interacts with me and other ordinary people. For me, each encounter or story is a modern-day scripture, holy, inspiring, and transforming. Now, I believe in miracles. And in her book, The Seeds of Heaven, Barbara Brown Taylor points out that there is a potential problem with believing in miracles. And I quote, "Miracles," she wrote, "let us off the hook. They appeal to the part of us that is all too happy to let God feed the crowd, save the world, do it all." But she writes, "God tells us out of God's own deep pain and sadness for the world, stop waiting for food to fall from the sky and share what you have. Stop waiting for a miracle and participate in one instead." The life and ministry of Jesus Christ asks us to embody God's love, to embrace the suffering of others, and to participate in miracle making through compassion, friendship, and sacred community building. I believe a modern day miracle happened in my neighborhood. When the pandemic shut everything down and we were told to stay home, my husband Doug and I missed being with our family. And after about a month of isolation, we convinced our son and daughter-in-law to bring our 9-year-old grandson Cooper to our driveway. "Bring your lawn chairs and we'll sit 6 feet apart." My daughter-in-law, who was very concerned about any social contact, agreed to come if we sat at least 15 to 20 feet apart. What a joy when they arrived, especially to see Cooper, who immediately pulled his chair as close to me as his mother would allow and began to talk about what we were going to do when COVID-19 was over. "We'll go to the movies," he said. "We'll paint together. We'll read books. We'll play chess." While we talked with Ben, Sean, and Cooper, a couple who live across the street walked by. They stopped to chat and commented that meeting up on the driveway was a great idea. So we invited them to bring their lawn chairs over and sit with us. "We can't today," they said, "but how about tomorrow?" So we set a time, 3 p.m., and we called it happy hour. "Bring your lawn chairs and your favorite drink." I need to tell you about our neighbors, Dave and LaVon. They have been our neighbors for 22 years, but we really didn't know them. We'd wave when we saw each other or roll down our car windows to briefly chat. Everyone had jobs and busy lives, and I was traveling on ministry assignments, so we were friendly, but not friends. Dave, LaVon, Doug, and I got into a routine. Several days a week, we'd either sit on their patio or on our deck. We've now graduated to sharing meals together and have developed a deep friendship, praying for each other, supporting each other, sharing God's stories of hope. We have a walking trail behind our house. For a while, it was a human highway. Families with strollers and little children, couples walking their dogs, and folks just taking a walk for exercise. We met all kinds of people, like Robin, a young mother and her twin boys, our Brenda, a retired woman, her dog Harry. We set up lawn chairs and tables in our driveway, and we invited folks to happy hour, and we got to know them, learning about their struggles and indeed embracing them, not physically holding them close, but encircling them with love, praying for them, sharing Christ's peace and hope. God is up to something in our neighborhood. The miracle of sacred community is forming. and I'm thankful for the opportunity to do my small part.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.